Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
It is Friday.
It's Friday.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And you're going to get tickets to see those guys. Zach Brown Band, Luke Combs, Party in the Pines. It's all part of K92.3's Sold Out Summer, which has so many artists. We're hooking you up with like so many shows.
Yeah, which yesterday was our first day, and what a success. People hitting us up on our Facebook saying that they won. And
heck
just
yeah.
So good stuff. So again, five times every single day. We're going to hook you up, okay? Except for Saturdays and Sundays, because that we have special stuff for you.
You're getting hooked up with something else. Yeah.
Yeah. But 8 is going to be your first opportunity for those. And what else? I mean, we're going to sprinkle in a bunch of magic this morning.
Ooh. Oh, Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt, they're going to be at Tampa in just a few weeks, really. The 23rd, that's still in the O-Town Showdown.
Yeah. Don't forget about Tyler Rich. Huh? Tyler Rich, we've got a new face showcase, which is going to be a free show for you. And, of course, at 9 o'clock, we're going to give you a chance to eat with us backstage, have the backstage experience. So all that and more. How about Ashley's All Access?
Oh, yes. Luke Combs, got to catch up with him. And, you know, he's part of that Sold Out Summer we're giving away tickets to. Talking about buying a new house, but where?
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right. So Luke Combs, got to catch up with him recently, and he's been on a roll. I mean, seriously, the past three songs that he's put out, the only three songs he's put out, have all gone number one now. So he's on fire. He's got that partnership with Columbia. He's going to be at Party in the Pines with Zach Brown. We got those tickets in K92.3 Sold Out Summer. But the next step for somebody his age who's still in his, you know, late 20s, but with all the success, buying a house.
I'm looking for a piece of land, man. I want some acreage to hunt and kind of be away from everybody a little bit, you know, and I really need that kind of space to just, like, breathe a little bit, you know, and, like, not walk out the front door and hear all the traffic.
So interesting how certain individuals, you know, like, you got to get away. You got to get away because their lives every day are meet and greets.
Yeah.
Performing for thousands of people, you know what I mean? So to have your own space.
For sure. Well, and think about it. These guys aren't just playing a role of being country guys. This is their life. This is what how they grew up. You know?
I always took them as a townhouse kind of guy, though, right?
Townhouse.
Like sharing a wall.
With three flights of stairs.
A flat.
Yeah.
We're living in a flat.
Love that guy, though. He is so awesome and just as cool to talk to behind the scenes as you hear and see him at the award shows and whatnot. In other news, Jason Aldean, remember yesterday we were talking about the performance, the troublemakers, quote unquote, with him, yeah. Darius Luke. Yeah.
Real troublemakers.
Yeah. Well, we did talk about how when we've seen these guys in Vegas for the ACMs, they always talk about what good buddies they are, how they always end up playing poker together. And Jason just confirmed that for me yesterday.
I don't know. It's just kind of one of those things when we just kind of find ourselves, you know, at every award show or when we go out to Vegas and we're gambling after the show or something. Like, we always find ourselves at the same place and same table and just kind of hanging out together. And we just have a good time together.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I know, and you kind of love that because a lot of times people think, like, you go to the pop world, there's a lot of competition, people that can't get over their egos, but in country, it's great. It's one big happy family.
It's one of the few genres ever that, I mean, has the encouragement where they encourage each other. They're like, hey, man, congrats on that number one.
Totally. Love that.
Crazy.
Reese Witherspoon confirming she is definitely part of Legally Blonde 3. We were talking about this the other day that it might be coming back. Everybody was so excited. It's been all over the place. She has confirmed with a video on her social media. And it was kind of like a scene from one of the old Legally Blonde movies where she's on a raft on the pool in her pink bikini. So we don't know exactly when it's going to be coming out, but it's happening and she's a part of it. So very, very cool. And just want to remind you, K92.3 Sold Out Summer. We kicked it off yesterday. It's brand new, so you're probably just still thinking about it. But tickets to the hottest shows starting at 8 o'clock this morning.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Obie and Ashley, I love the second date update on K92.3.
It is the weekend.
Yeah.
Here we are, Obie and Ashley. Got Slater up in here as well as we bring you to the moment that this morning show plays the national anthem. And today, can we send it out to the OBGYNs?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Can we? We're in here talking to Slater about how he and his lovely wife are, you know, making all these appointments and whatnot.
Yep.
Jogs my memory of the three kids that we have. Shout out to Dr. Kareem. You know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Delivered all three of our kids.
Yeah.
But what a job, right?
Definitely.
What a job.
It's a lot. And you got to think, too, the doctors that you see, like, leading up to, it's like every week, every other week. And that's if there's no problems.
Yeah.
If there's a problem, you even have to make more appointments. And the doctor team. So that one doctor, and then usually they have other doctors that they work with.
Sure.
They have to get each other's back.
Yeah.
So it's much the same of you're going in there. You have a life in your hands.
Definitely, yeah.
And you have to deliver that.
Well, and, you know, to you guys, just thank you so much for being able to deliver the good news, being able to deliver the bad news sometimes in a great way because of your posture and bedside manner. So, anyways, this morning, to you and your teams, we thank you guys so much, and we play the national anthem in your honor.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, they proved through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Wakes me up. Gets me in a good mood. Every morning. Oh, yeah.
K-82-3. Motto to motto, city to city, the stakes are set. It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're ready. It's Friday, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, we've got ourselves another sister showdown here.
A lot of females.
All right, so we've got Angel of Orlando.
Yes, good morning.
Beautiful. What part of Orlando? You know, with us being so large.
Over by UCF.
Ooh, Eastside.
Oh, yeah. Right. I like it over there.
Okay, going up against Karen of Leesburg.
Good morning.
Everybody, Karen.
Oh, Karen.
Karen.
All right, so guys, we got a chance to celebrate you. Why don't you neighbors love on each other real quick?
Good morning, Karen.
Hi, good morning.
Aww.
Thank you, you too.
Well, I've had my coffee this morning, so I'm raring to go, so watch out.
Bam! Look at that. Love it. Okay.
Not decaf.
So, ladies, here's the way the game is played. We've got the beautiful Ashley right here. She has got three questions for you. These three questions, they're not hard because it's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest. Using their sound, having the right answer, and that's how you win this year's showdown, right?
Okay.
All right, the fun part, your buzzer sounds. When you think you're right, you're going to make this sound, so this way we know you think you're right. All right, so Karen of Leesburg, what's your sound today?
It's going to be Hayden. That's my four-year-old grandson.
Oh, yeah, so sweet.
There you go.
Heart's all warm. Good, love it. Okay, Angel, what's going to be your sound representing East Orlando?
It's going to be Alyssa, and she's my 14-year-old niece. Her birthday is the day before the concert, and she's in love with Sam Hunt.
Oh! Notice how she did not say she's going to the show, though.
It's just her birthday.
Yeah,
just so happens. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. All right, guys, so let's get those buzzer sounds one more time for everybody just joining us. Karen of Leesburg.
Hayden.
Angel of Eastside Orlando.
Alyssa.
Yeah, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Question number one. Ben Affleck famously plays what DC superhero?
Alyssa.
Oh, what you got, Angel?
Batman.
Congratulations, you got question number one right. I'm Batman.
Batman? Question number two. In his brand new song, who sings that downtown's dead?
Or Alyssa.
Okay, what you got, Angel?
Sam Hunt.
Oh! Angel, really taking it today. Man, somebody ate their Wheaties.
Heck yeah, so you get to take your niece. You're going to be Aunt of the Year at Sam Hunt to Luke Bryan, June 23rd, the stadium show at Raymond James Stadium.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, congrats. Wow.
Congratulations.
Aw.
Yeah. Yep. Come on, Karen. Come in for that air hug, girl. Nobody goes home a loser.
Yeah.
Bring we all in. Win.
Yeah.
Woo, thank you.
Woo, watch those hands, girl. All right, guys. Thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Bobby and Ashley in the morning
on K-82-3.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Okay, so we've got some stuff to talk about here at 7:35 with Ashley going on another trip where her man is not telling her where the destination is.
He's so
or what
thoughtful.
They're doing.
Do you,
thoughtful
any
or
hints?
Sneaky?
Any
I know we're going like somewhere in the Tampa area. Okay. I was trying
right,
to get
we'll
out
talk,
of
okay, okay, we'll talk about this at 7:35, okay? Right now, though, it's a sad day, okay? The reason why it's a sad day is because one of our very own family members here, it will be the last time that you enjoy Disney the way that you're enjoying Disney today, Slater.
And that's we have right. to give, we have to remind people that don't know this about how big of a Disney fanatic Slater is, and he will go into the parks like by himself when he has the time.
Yep,
get a fast pass.
Set up fast passes here during the show, so this way when he gets there, he's ready to ride them.
I usually do. I do in between O-Town Showdown and like right now. I just set up my final week of fast passes because I got a baby on the way, and taking the baby to the parks right away probably not the best thing.
Well, and two, I mean, I think a lot of people would agree that our parents, I don't know, but I've heard, obviously having a baby is quite the expense, so you're probably trying to save a little bit too, right?
Yeah, and I've been told it changes a lot. It's not the same experience when you're in the parks with
no.
a baby, I guess.
No, you want to know what it's like, Slater? Here, you're going to be setting up your fast passes and getting on rides, and you're going to be thinking that it's going to... Oh, it's okay, baby Olivia. Oh, it's okay. Oh,
it's hot.
It's okay.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Dude,
no way.
You enjoy today.
Oh my goodness.
You enjoy today because the next time you go to Disney, this is what it will
Stop
sound
it.
Like.
Don't ruin it for him. True.
Ovi and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K92.3 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K92.3.
Can we talk about Ashley's weekend? Okay, first, we have to bring it all back to the fact that Ashley is dating.
Yeah, right. Some people need to be reminded.
Yeah, you've been dating this guy for a couple months now. This guy in the beginning, we told you that we did not want your brain split.
Yes.
I wanted 100% focus on this show. But after meeting this guy.
We did. The listeners did too. We deserve your focus.
100%. But.
By the way, it's been almost a year.
Yeah. Well, and
is unbelievable.
Can we say how much we love this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Can
he's
we?
Awesome.
I mean, Ashley comes in here glowing every day, and it's just so beautiful. First of all, Ashley hates surprises. And the fact that this guy has surprised you how many times already?
A few. I mean, this is definitely a few times. And then this weekend, I know it's not that I hate it. I appreciate the fact that he likes to surprise and he's thoughtful and whatever. But I'm just like, I always try and pry it out. I'm like, well, where are you going?
Yeah,
what do I need
freak.
To pack?
The last surprise was when? Like a month and a half ago we talked about this?
Yeah, it was that Disney dinner over at the, what's it called? The California Grill.
Yeah.
We had never been there. It was
very
super nice.
Romantic.
It was.
Up there.
Okay.
But we were thinking that he might pop the question.
Oh my
yes.
gosh.
Last
yes.
time. No. I apologize that we were wrong, but this time?
This time we're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so, because what are
not.
You guys doing? He's got you on another trip this weekend?
Yes. I don't know what we're doing. But it's something in the Tampa area. Tomorrow.
I just read something. Over 3 million people every single decade get engaged in Tampa.
Okay, so you said that you guys were one of maybe hot air balloon?
I don't know. That's my only thought because that was like my Valentine's gift that we haven't done yet. So then I'm like really rattling my brain. Last night I told him, I'm like, now I got to look up the map of Florida and see what's on the way to Tampa.
Imagine the significance, okay? Let's paint the picture. You're up in an air balloon. He gets down on one knee and proposes in the air.
That's not happening.
Oh, Matt, you're so brilliant.
Oh,
man.
My gosh.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Bobby and Ashley in the morning.
On K-82-3. Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Bobby and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
On the line with Jessica. Jessica, where are you calling us from?
Lake Nona.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Good to be talking to you. All right. So tell us about your dating issues.
So I have a friend, who set me up on a date. It's a little bit of background. She works at a school for the blind. And she was working with this guy named Ray. She said he was really handsome and he was really nice. And after working with him for a little bit, she thought that he and I would be good together. So she showed me a picture and yeah, like he was really good looking and, he sounded interesting. So I said, sure, go ahead. I want to go on a date with him. And we had an amazing time. He paid for everything, but he hasn't called me back, and I just don't know why.
You said she works with him, so is he like another teacher or something, or what?
Oh, no, he's one of her students. She works at a school for the blind, so she kind of helps, like, rehabilitate a little bit, and she teaches blind students.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What a great job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where'd you guys go to eat?
Yeah, we went to Chroma.
Okay. Nice.
Got in Lake
Nona? We got tapas and drinks and stuff, and it was great. It was awesome.
Okay.
So you know that all that we do here is just try to get a hold of him. We'll try to talk to him first and see if we can't get the both of you talking, okay?
Okay.
Jessica, you said his name was Ray, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, looking for Ray, please?
This is him.
Ray, good morning. What's up? It's Obi and Ashley.
Hey, Ray.
So we are a morning radio show host for the big station here in town, K92.3.
No, I thought I took my name off of the call list. Please do not.
Oh, no. Okay, so we're not telemarketers.
Promise.
Yeah, we do a morning radio show. We're morning show hosts.
We talked to your friend Jessica, and she reached out to us to get a hold of you. She's friends with the teacher, the instructor at the school that you went on a date with.
Okay, that's weird.
Well, she told us, though.
What's going on?
Like, Jessica told us this stuff directly.
And all we're trying to do is get you guys back on another date that we're going to pay for.
Well, why did... So Jessica called you guys about me?
She did. And it's not just to get you on another date, but she feels like she deserves to know a reason as to why you're not getting back to her.
So she called a radio station.
Again, we're only here to help. I mean, we want to get you guys dating again.
I don't know if Jessica told you this much, but I'm blind. And while she was super patient with me and you know, it was a great date, I don't think we're a match.
Why didn't you feel the connection with her?
At the end of the day, I'm just not attracted to her.
She got a weird personality?
I'm not physically attracted to her. I mean, I might be blind, but I still understand physical attraction.
Okay. Help us to understand. That's all we're trying to do here.
And she called us knowing that, hey, whatever it is, could be something embarrassing she did or whatnot. She just wants to know.
I don't want to out myself as some kind of jerk, but I felt her face, and I just wasn't into it.
Hey, you know what? I've seen that before. Is that true that people with visually impaired, like, they feel people's faces?
Yeah, it's true. I do it all the time.
So what did you not like? Like, pointiness of a nose?
Unibrow?
I felt like she was struggling with some acne issues, you know, possibly hygiene.
She had
pretty severe adult acne.
And you could feel that.
Yeah. No, it felt like the moon. Like, it was all full of craters and
pockmarks.
Really?
Okay.
All over.
And that was enough? I mean, that was enough to get you to stop talking to somebody who's a nice person?
Yeah, and I'm sure she's already self-conscious about that. I mean, as a female with breakouts, that's already something that's tough to deal with.
Look, we can be friends, but I'm not interested in dating her because I'm going to have to be touching her face all the time.
You know what? I think I've heard enough, guys.
Man.
I'm sorry I wasted your time. And well, I think I'm gonna go.
Jessica?
Wait, hold on. We gotta let Ray know that you're on the line.
Yeah.
Who is this?
That's Jessica.
I owe you a huge apology.
Hey,
I didn't.
You don't. It's fine. Like, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But wow. I don't, like, right now, this is just embarrassing, and I kind of just want to get off the phone.
Oh, Jessica.
I'm not a vain person. I'm blind. I'm lucky that I got to go on a date in the first place. Jessica, I think Jessica's great.
I feel like you're just backpedaling now because now you know that I heard everything.
Wow.
And I think what you said before was the truth when you didn't know I was listening in. So I don't think I want to go out with you. Sorry.
Okay, so fair enough, guys. We don't want to hurt anybody else's feelings.
No.
We did our job, and we're glad that we could get you two talking at least.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Man, we're going to back our girl Jessica up, who was on the second date update there.
Yeah.
Who was suffering from acne, and unfortunately her date was able to recognize that.
That was just ridiculous. And a lot of times you don't get to hear when we talk to Jessica off air, but I talked to her on, like, chick to chick level, and we were just talking about that stuff in general anyways, and, like, how bad it sucks when you break out, and even in near adult years it happens to females when they get stuff.
But
the fact that was the reason, it was, like, super silly, and there's all there's all kinds of stuff out there. We were talking about all these different things we try for breakouts and how to like get rid of stuff like that.
Yeah, so why don't we flip it over to you, okay? It's chime time. 844-254-9232. Cures for acne, right? Cures for acne. What do you got?
Witch hazel and Clearasil, and also I drink a lot of lemon water.
Yeah.
I did as a teenager, and I still do.
Yeah.
Like lemonade?
No.
No sugar. It's just water with lemon juice in it. It's actually very delicious. I have hippie parents.
That's great.
Yes, man. Good stuff. Hey, y'all, it's Miranda Lambert. Is it chime time?
Well, as a matter of fact, it is.
844-254-9232.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we're having an interesting chime time. We're just throwing it out there. Do you know any cures for acne?
Oh, stay off the fried foods. The fried foods will make your acne pop like nothing else. Stay away. The fried foods will make your face look like a Braille pad.
Oh, my God. Well, and I love the word pop.
Yeah, did you have to go there?
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update
on K92.3.
We're having a chime time right now about like cures for acne or anything you know that helps. And you know what's interesting? I'm obviously no doctor, but the thing that I swear makes the biggest difference over the years that I've noticed is the amount of water intake. Like if you are drinking plenty of water, you notice such a difference in your skin. And it's so hard though. You have to remind yourself like to drink water. That's why I always try and bring big bottles to work.
Yeah.
But when you are dehydrated, like your skin is so much worse. So that's my little fun fact.
All right. Cures, remedies for acne. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Mine was always, it wasn't like the acne all over the face, but I would get that one massive, you know, Mount Vesuvius zit that would just wind up like right on your face and your nose or something that you want to hide in junior high for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. How do you know when it's ready to pop it?
Come on.
Well, see, that was always the problem. I'd get too impatient. I couldn't wait that long.
That's so gross.
So gross. Okay, it's gross. It's super gross, but we all know there is no joy in the world like popping a zit.
Oh, my God.
On someone else, right?
That's my wife.
You know that satisfaction you get when that thing is, when you can get that out. Oh, it's the best.
It's like the ultimate release.
Christmas.
Thanks for chiming in, Eric.
Yeah, K92.3. So you were just telling me an interesting story about acne.
I have a husband that had severe bad acne until he went to a dermatologist. But he's the most caring, loving, supportive husband in the whole world. And if I had judged him on that, I mean, I wouldn't have him. I'd still be shuffling through cheaters and beaters and
men. There you
go. Oh, man.
Thanks for chiming in. K92.3.
Good morning. This is Alicia from Daytona.
Hey. Alicia.
I actually struggle with a sensitivity to citrus fruit. So, you know, too many mimosas at brunch and I break out.
Oh, man. You know what, though? That might be a better reaction than what happens to a lot of other women.
Ooh. K92.3, good morning.
My name's Kendall.
Hey, Kendall.
Yep, the solution to acne, found at a farmer's market in Miami. It's this soap that has dirt and stones, and it looks disgusting, but I wash my face with it every day, and it keeps my face clear.
Whoa.
Okay, all right.
So what happens when you run out if it's all the way in Miami?
So I actually buy it in bulk, and my aunt goes down there a lot, brings it to me. It makes like 15 bars of soap when you cut it all up, but you can buy it in bulk.
Yeah, wow. This is like going to Miami and doing a drug deal, but soap.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.